Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you for an awesome time tonight. Father, I just come against any kind of communication problems at all, even out here, Lord. I thank you that the bandwidth's going to be big enough, and I'm going to have complete success. Everybody else is going to have complete success tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you, and we glorify you for all that you're going to do in each one of us tonight. Lord, let your glory fall tonight. Let us be led by your Holy Spirit, Father. Because when we're led by the Holy Spirit, things go just right. And Lord, we just thank you for all that's accomplished tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, y'all can't hardly see me, can you? One thing that we need to pray about tonight is I got a text from Leo, Leonard, and they pulled a plug on Alexi, and by that I mean they took all the life-sustaining support off of him, and 20 hours later he died, they say. Leonard apparently has he still has a lot of faith that Alexi is going to rise up. I believe it too. And I think, and I believe that God's going to use this as a testimony. I believe I told David about it this morning, and the morning group prayed for him, and I'm believing that Alexi is going to come back to life in that body of his. So let's just pray for him right quick. Everybody join with me with your faith, and we're going to believe with Leonard that this is happening even as we speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the resurrection God, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have raised many people from death before, many. YouTube is full of people being dying and going places and then coming back to life. And Father, I just thank you that this is what's happening with Alexi. We have already prayed the prayer of faith to believe that life has come back into Alexi in the name of Jesus. And not only that, that he is restored as new with a new vision now, because I believe, Lord, that you're going to take him and you're going to give him instructions for the believers and also for the unbelievers. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for bringing Alexi back to us. We command that spirit of death off of him right now in the name of Jesus, and we command life back in that body in the name of Jesus. And Father, we praise you and we glorify you, Father, that it is done. It is done in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just praise you and we glorify you for this wonderful miracle that you are doing in Alexi and his family in Jesus' name. And anybody else that wants to pray, go right ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to encourage y'all with this song. It's called Raise a Hallelujah.
So let's pray first. Let's pray first.
Okay.
Okay, we'll pray first, then you can play it. I want to hear that. I want everybody to hear that, but let's see if anybody else wants to pray for it.
There's an encouraging word with it too. That's right at the beginning. Yeah. Oh, you did listen to it. Okay.
Well, yeah, I've listened to it a while back, but we'll do it here in a minute. Anybody else want to pray for Alexi and Leonid?
Part of this miracle. But we watched Joel and Janie Taylor's little son, Jackson. He was a few days before Christmas.
Let's pray in the spirit, Michael.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. Well, Lord, just pray through us in the spirit for the things that we missed in Jesus' name.
God.
Vida shatala kirasun dada.
Halade donai, hopta salon, or askanda dona na puchu. Ona ona salina ala. Sanafa sanao shingai, alana tuna bayana. Tanao willing, septashina, hadar, salina, rasana, mebaya. Lanu, padua, quinadu, venish, or bazina. Dayun, kilo, abine, arvagan, chad. Garbon, zilawa. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name, Lord God.
Thank you for giving Lynn it.
We don't know exactly what to pray, so pray through us.
Thank you, Lord.
Hear our prayers, Lord God. Hear our prayers, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name.
Lord, we thank you for placing the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, and all of those in Lynn to believe that you're doing this, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for your encouraging word to him, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. To all of us in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, that it is done. We believe it. We declare it.
Amen.
We believe it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.
Okay.
Praise your all right. Name.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead with that. This is, go ahead and tell about it first.
Okay.
Well, there's a song that I found. I listened to it earlier today, and I didn't even think that I wasn't even really listening to it that well to recognize what was being said. I keep hearing it, and I started listening to it again, and I heard this message. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I heard this message before the song. The writer of the song, before he started singing it, he was believing for this, and you'll hear the message. Hopefully you'll hear the message, but there was a child that had to be rushed into the hospital, intensive care. And they didn't know if he was going to make it or not. In fact, they thought that he wasn't going to make it. And they were praying for a bunch of them, were praying for him. And all of a sudden, this song that he never wrote before rose up. And that's what you hear the song. The words are really good. They're really just encouraging. The child's name is Jackson, and he made it. The doctor said they didn't think he was going to make it at all, and he ended up making it. So when I heard that message and I heard the words to the song and everything, I thought, wow, got to share this. So had Judy send it to you, Michael, so that you could hear it, and maybe you could give it to Leonid. And also I asked the Lord for a word for Leonid, you know, random word, and I got Matthew. I got Mark 16:20, and my finger is on while the Lord. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. So there was miracles brought forth. So I'm standing on that scripture for Leonid and Alexis, that they have the strength to stand and deliver, that Alexis would be delivered. So I'll put this song on.
Here as a Bethel Music family, a few days before Christmas, most of you guys probably were a part of this miracle, but we watched Joel and Janie Taylor's little son, Jackson. He was a few days before Christmas airlifted to intensive care, and we began to fight for Jackson's life. How many of you guys joined in that fight, in that symphony of prayer that rose up for a little boy? And a couple weeks into the fight, we got a text one night from Joel that they weren't sure if he was going to make it through the night. And as soon as I heard and read the message, it was like this giant of unbelief stood in front of me. And I just thought, Jackson's going to die tonight. We're not going to see the miracle. And as this giant stood in front of me, all of a sudden, out of my gut, this song started coming out right in the face of the giant. I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the enemy. As that giant was looking at us, I knew he was going to regret the day he ever pointed his sword at Jackson.
Just as Goliath pointed his sword at David, the sword Goliath pointed at David became the sword the little boy picked up and took the giant's head off with. And as we watched this miracle happen in Jackson's body, it was like this giant of unbelief was falling. And our community just began to sing this song. It was just one note in the symphony of prayer rising for his life. So I want to teach it to you this morning. Let's sing.
I'm all here, okay? Sorry about that. I don't know why they did that.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I raise a hallelujah louder than the enemy.
Hey, Sue. It's not very good right now. Can somebody look that up and share it on the computer? I would, but I can't on this little flex. It's called Raise a Hallelujah.
Yeah. You can't. That's as high as I can get it.
No, it's not high. It's just the audio is terrible.
Oh.
Who sings it?
I put it on this.
Joe?
Who sings it? I could possibly look at it.
That's coming from Bethel.
Look under Bethel Music.
Okay. Let me see what I can find here.
Yeah, Bethel Music.
What's the name of the song?
Raise a Hallelujah.
I could sing it for you.
Me too.
Missy, quit that.
All right.
That's you the opened first one yourself up to that, Michael.
Popped in there. Let's see here.
I opened that door.
All right, let me put this on full screen then. I'll go ahead and do it. Let's see here. See if I remember this. All right, here we go. Well,
put it on sound on your computer. Check that one, and also optimize.
Let's see. Share computer sound. Yeah, optimize for full screen video. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Let's see what we got here. Can you see me? Can you see it?
Nope.
Well, let's see here.
Have you got it on?
What is going on?
I see it.
You see it?
See it. You just have to click on it and make it big.
Okay. Let me see here. Let me click on the thing here and see what we got. I'll get one with the lyrics.
Yeah, you want the lyrics one?
Sure. So you can follow along. How about that?
Do full screen on it.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor.
Volume control here. Let's try that again.
No, you're fine.
Let me get that.
Don't have to skip ahead.
Hey, Jude is helping.
Yeah, here we go.
We have an amazing.
There we go.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah.
That's it. All right. Guess that was it. Cut a little short.
Amen. That's a good song for Lynn. It's a good song. Okay. Has anybody got anything to pray about? Got a prayer request. Yeah, Missy, go ahead.
I was over with my next door neighbors and with Fudge, and on my way back, I saw my neighbor across from us, kind of like, I heard him like yell and kind of like this or something, and I'm like watching him a little bit, and I put Fudge in, and I'm just like watching him, like thinking, oh no, he ran into some bees. He was mowing the lawn. And he's just like out in the street, like jumping around. And I'm like, oh, and I had to go over and talk to him. And I said, his name is John. I asked him, I said, did you get in a nest of bees? He goes, yeah. He says, they were somehow like gotten his wall or something near his garage or something. I don't know. And he said he was just doing his best to leave them alone. But for some reason they just took out after him. They chased him around They chased him all over the place, he said. Anyway, and he got stung all over the place. And so I asked him, do you want me to pray for you? He goes, yes, please. I mean, he was freaking out, and I felt so bad for him. And he was just trying to, you know, they stung him in the face, all over his arms, his legs and stuff. And he said, yes, please. So I put my hand on his shoulder. I'm praying for him. And he's here doing this thing, and I'm like, oh, he's Catholic. I said, do you believe, you know, Jesus, he'll you take care of this? And he goes, yes. And he says, please, when I asked him. So I prayed for him. And then he says, I just found out today I got Lyme's disease. And I said, well, you don't have to receive that bad report. And I told him, you know, the 10 spies brought the bad report, but Josh and Caleb brought the good report. I said, by Jesus' stripes, you are healed. You know, he took that upon him. He's God's healed all our diseases and stuff. And so I prayed for him about that too. And I told him about ready to get on a Christian conference call, and that we would pray for him. He goes, thanks. He says, and I was just like, wow, I didn't even know that he was like religious in any way or whatever. But I mean, he was quick to say, yes, please pray for me. Yes, I believe, you know, it's like, gosh, when people are desperate, you know, I mean, I was really surprised I got such a positive response from him. I never knew that he had I've never really talked to him a whole lot, just now and then, just little spurts or whatever. But anyway, and he said something about his dad's in the hospital now or something or whatever, and he just briefly mentioned that. But anyway, so Father, I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you gave me this opportunity to pray for John, and Lord, remind him of what I told him, he's not going to have a reaction. He says he hopes. I said, no, if you haven't had one, you ain't going to get one, and don't receive the thought of that. I said, you just keep thanking the Lord that you're healed. And that, so Father, just remind him of that. I said, remind him not to go by what he feels or sees or anything like that. He's healed, Lord, and I just praise you, and I thank you, Lord, and I just ask you to bring him into the full knowledge of the truth, Lord, and grant him true repentance unto salvation, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that he's healed of the Lyme disease too, and Lord, I told him of everything that you've healed me of, and and Lord, I didn't tell him the two things that I believe by faith I'm healed of. And Lord, I ask you to give me the opportunity to make that good confession in front of him, to him, ask him how he is and say, oh, I forgot to tell you two things that the Lord's healed me of. And Lord, I know that I'm healed. It doesn't matter what I see, feel, or hear either, Lord. And, I pray that this be just a faith booster for him, Lord. I told him, but I haven't been to a doctor since 2011, that you're my healer. And I didn't mention about, you know, briefly came to my thought, but I didn't mention it. You know, I haven't even taken any medicine or anything. So Father, I just ask you to that I could have another opportunity to talk to him more and see how he's doing. And I thank you, Lord, that he went back out and was mowing his lawn some more, Lord. And so I just praise you and thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I got everybody on here on this one little screen, and you look like postage stamps. I don't know how it does it, but it does it.
Coming from a postal guy, that's not a bad thing.
Well, it could be. Okay. All right. Yep, we believe. Thank you, Lord, that man is healed of all of that stuff. And we thank you, Lord, that the pain is gone from all the stings. In Jesus' name. That reminds me of the time that I got stung right out here. 5 times. Red wash opening the garage door. And them things zapped me and popped me 5 times on the neck and on the face, you know, and all up in here and on my shoulder. Before I could even get out away from them, they popped me. And I said, oh, my goodness. I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, I command it to go. You know, nothing ever happened to it. I didn't even get the pain except the initial, you know, when they stabbed me. But from that, I didn't get any pain or any nothing after that. Yeah, Barbara.
That leaves me with a testimony too. I just remembered, I was my landlady that lives right up here. She I was getting her mail for her while they were on vacation, and I had to go through the yard up to her place, and there were swarms of wasp or yellow jackets all over the yard because the clovers, they were eating the clovers or whatever. And I was like, at first I thought, oh, I don't know, I might not be going through here. But I just started going up there, and I just said, well, you all have to leave me alone in the name of Jesus. And I just kept going up there, and they did. None of them bit me at all. So thank the Lord. That just put me in mind, remind me of that. Amen.
Amen. I got popped one in hornets this afternoon, a red wasp this afternoon. I'm working on the back deck out here, and I'm redoing a lot of stuff on it. And of course, you know how those wasp nests get under the railing, and I wasn't watching what I was doing, and I came upon one of those things working around it. Zap! It got me right on the elbow. I said, oh my goodness. You know, they always hit you right in the tender spot, you know? And that thing started hurting, and I commanded it to quit hurting, and it quit hurting. So I, you know, praise God that we believe, you know. We believe. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Well, that kind of reminds me today. Debbie, I'm going to put you on the spot there. So, Debbie Finsky, she said this morning, and it was encouraging to me, but it's actually her testimony, but I was a part of it. So I prayed. I sent her a message on Facebook there, and she said, my battery's getting low around 9%, you know, so you check with Denny next time if you got to text him. And then I just said, well, Lord, strengthen that battery. And what'd you say? You went outside to check the battery because the plugs in their trailer wasn't working. And she prayed, you know, and commanded it to work, and battery went up after that. So I was like, amen. Thank you, Lord, because I've been praying here lately, just bolder faith to believe for bigger things. And, you know, it just that was encouraging for me, you know, that my prayers, you know, answered there for something that normally, I mean, I've always believed for, you know, what I thought smaller things, but I'm starting to believe for bigger things. So, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yeah, Dave.
Well, we prayed for my son if he would get the job, that temporary job, and he got offered a position, so he's going to be taking it. A couple of hours away from here, though. So now we're in a process of trying to find him a car, you know, something dependable, because he's going to be driving there and staying there. So now I pray that we, our time is shortened, having to find a good car for him that's dependable, so that he can, do his thing. Moving him out of the house slowly but surely, you know, nothing personal, but it's just part of life, you know. So thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer and getting Aaron a position, getting him on the road, starting on his So becoming a man, working for a living. And also, Lord, pray that we can help him find a place to live and get him a dependable car along the way. Ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yep, sometimes it's best to get them out the nest. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, Darsh is here with me, and she's got a toothache. Bruce's tooth is bothering her, and it's pain, so I pray for that. Yeah, I pray to leave the toothache. Healer of it, and it's a loose tooth, so let's let it put out of there and let the other man do this with as little pain as possible and give a peace about it. I get that in Jesus' name.
Yeah. I mean, your audio was messing up, but I think we got the most of it. Thank you, Lord. She's healed. In Jesus' name. Well, hi, Judy.
Okay, I'd like to pray for my friends, John and
Julie. Oh, you weren't waving at me. You were actually raising your hand this time.
Yeah, I was okay. Wondering.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, go ahead, girl.
John and Julie, I think I prayed for John before. He had cancer, and the Lord healed him. Well, now he went to the doctor, and they found a spot on his back and then on his right hip, and he's got a cyst on his kidney. And so I'm just, you know, Julie is all worried, and so I told her the Lord's already healed him, so he doesn't have any cancer. So I went, Lord, I thank you that you're healing, you've already healed John in the name of Jesus, and that Jesus went to that cross for that reason, and that we're healed. So we thank you, Lord, in advance that he's healed and there's no cancer in his body. And thank you, Lord, for giving Julie peace and understanding, and we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Good morning. My landlord last night fell off a ladder and he's in the hospital, you know. Not sure what's any injuries. Just asking for some prayer, please. His name is Edwin.
Okay. You want me to pray for him?
Yeah, please.
Okay, Lord, we lift up Edwin, and we thank you, Lord, that is he a believer?
He's a Christian, not a believer.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, well, Father, we lift up Edwin to you. Let this be a lesson for him, Lord, and have Joe tell him that we prayed for him and he's healed. And Father, we thank you that there's no problems, that Edwin is already healed, and he's going to understand that it came from you. And Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are waking up people, your people in South Africa, to pray, to believe what the Word of God says. And that's the problem all over this world, is we've got a bunch of people that call themselves Christians but aren't believers. And we thank you, Lord, you are making a believer out of Edwin in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Looking for the testimony. Yeah, Diane. Are you waving too? No? Okay. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
I was waving at my neighbor.
Oh, so you were waving. Okay. I got you.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Tim.
I'm going to try again. I'll speak louder. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can hear you now. Good.
Back in either January or February, I asked you guys, I got a message from back in Spokane that a former co-worker of mine had developed colon cancer, and they wanted us to pray because we prayed back there, and people had seen results from our prayer on this outreach. So I asked everybody to pray and for Judy. And Friday night, I got a text, forward text, and right before our meeting and here locally, and the message was, Judy is cancer free. And so praise the Lord for that. And then I got a follow-up text that said that she says it was all God's, all the prayers that healed her. She was seeing the doctors and stuff, but she thinks the prayers did the work. So on behalf of Judy and Dina and everybody, thank you everyone for your prayers, and praise the Lord for his healings and the work he does through us. In Jesus' name. You're muted, Michael.
That's too much labor intensive. I have to remember and then do it. Okay. I said, is anybody else ready for prayer? Yeah, Missy. I'm going to leave it off.
I don't really have a prayer, but I have a kind of a neat little testimony. I was going to share last week, and then one thing or another I didn't. But anyway, I have this little holder that I put my sunglasses in, and it zips closed. And when I ride my bike, I put my driver's license in, a little bit of money, and my keys for my vehicle in it. And my sunglasses are on my face. Well, the zipper broke on that, and I looked for another holder, and I couldn't find one. I didn't want one that just drawstrings, because the one I did have that drawstring didn't. It didn't stay closed, so I didn't want something like that. And I was like, Lord, I really don't want to, you know, it's like the Lord, you know, reminds me to ask him for something without having to buy it, you know, because, you know, sometimes I consider that a curse. I've never wanted for anything. I've never wondered where my next meal was going to be. I never went without in any respect, you know, and it's just too easy just to go to, you know, when you need something, you just buy it. But anyway, so I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, if I have something in the house somewhere, you know, that I can use to put my sunglasses in. Well, as I was thinking that, instantly came to my mind exactly what it was and where it was. And I'm like thinking, okay, please let it still be there, you know, because I hadn't been. So I went into this old chest of drawers down in the basement that I just have miscellaneous stuff in that, you know, I really don't do much of anything with. And so I opened up the drawer, and it was right there. It's here is an old sunglass case that had like a clip on it, just like my old one, the one that just broke the zip on it. And it was a sunglass case. And so now I can clip it onto my bike basket and do what I did with the other one. So I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. I was so excited about it. I told Merle about it, and he just kind of smiled, you know. I was just like, wow, Lord. I mean, it was just like, it was almost like, you know, you can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And it's like, you know, before we call, he answers. And yet while we're still speaking, he hears, you know. And that was just like, wow, that, like, Lord, you're so cool. So that just really tickled me, made my day. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's
the little things.
Yes, it is. I was reminded today, Brandy was telling me, he said, now, we prayed that you'd get to spend some time with the boys, with Jude and Booger Ray and Abigail and Adelie and all my great-grandkids and grandkids. And guess what? The last 2 days, Jude and Booger Ray, Nate, has been helping me out there on the deck. You know, they come out and spend the whole day with me. And we just have a wonderful time. You know, Jeanette had a bunch of popsicles in there. And so we ate popsicles and hammered and tore up stuff. And, you know, just what boys do. We just tear up stuff. Anyway, then Abigail came by today, and she was with us. I'll show you a picture. Some of you remember Abigail from local there. Let me see if I can make it big. Oh, there it is. There's Booger Ray's in the red, and Jude's in the black. And of course, there's Abigail. Can you see that? Is that very good? Yeah, that's me.
Looks good.
Yeah, that's that Booger right now. He's something all by himself. That's why I call him Booger Ray. Anyway, we had a good time. Praise the Lord. And because they prayed back at home that I'd get to see my grandkid. I did. And before they left today, Courtney, their mom said, my daughter said, told them, said, this is the last time. Said, better tell Papa bye. And Jude come out there and he said, when you going to let me spend the night over here? And he run out of the house. He wasn't ready to go yet. He wanted to stay the whole night. Both of them boys did. They wanted to stay all night long. I said, no, you better go. You better go. But boy, we had a time though. Had some bonding going on. You know, popsicles do that with little boys. They'll bond with Papa with popsicle and ice cream. Okay, anybody else? How many of you know it's great to have grandkids and great grandkids? Yeah, you get to go home afterwards.
I'm going to find out what that's like before.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're going to like it. You're going to like it. Well, is it going to be a boy or a girl? Because we down here in Arkansas, we potty train the boys outside. You know, that's just the way it is. If they mess up, we just hose them off. You know, that's ain't no big deal. Big deal at all. Oh, me. It's a hoot. All right, anybody else? Okay. Dave, where is he? See, there he is. David came up with a pretty good idea on another subject after we get through speaking on about the Holy Spirit, whenever we get through with that. What was it, David? Maybe you'd like to share with it. Maybe people can prepare for it.
Yeah, I had a thought the other day when I was studying in the morning. You know, I have clear thoughts and I was going over the Word. And for some reason, the Lord probably gave it to me. I wouldn't have thought it myself, I don't think. But it was like, we've been talking, and you hear it all the time that Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and it's all about obedience. You know, if we're going to be true disciples, we're obedient to our Lord. And well, it made me think, okay, well, all right, and it was like, what's the difference then between keeping the commandments of the Lord and being obedient to what he says and the law? Because the people in the Old Testament had to keep the law, but we're now under the new covenant, but still obedience is there and keeping the commandments. What's the difference? I mean, there's a difference, but we should find out what those differences are, because, you know, we start talking, telling people, well, the farther you go in Christianity and more mature you become, you want to be obedient. You want to not fall out with the Lord in any way. But how is that different from the law, from what they had in the Old Testament?
Okay. That sounds like a good subject. Yeah, Barbara.
Well, when Dave was saying that, what came to me was, well, at least for me, when I struggle in obeying something, I just ask the Lord to help me, and it's faith. You just have to have faith that he'll, because you can't obey the law, you know, you can't. So you just have to have faith that he'll help you to do whatever it is you're, you know, having trouble to obey in. What's wrong?
Oh, I was looking at the chat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong, nothing wrong.
Just seeing how you were looking there.
No, I was looking at the chat. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard, so it's hard to see what's going on there.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll probably have that for a subject for Thursday night if y'all want to look at that and see what you can find if the Lord leads you in that area. If not, do it anyway. How about that? No, we'll be led by the. Let's see how far we get with the Holy Spirit tonight. What was it we were going to talk about the Holy Spirit? You might remember. I've been so busy last couple of days. Well, that makes it all clear. I'm straight now. I already know.
Was it Andrew that brought it up? Maybe Andrew remembers. You remember?
I don't even remember who it was that brought it up, but I know we have some good discussions on it already. Let's just talk about the Holy Spirit then, just whatever comes to mind. Let me just throw something out there and tell me, just talk about tongues, the gift of tongues and tongues. Can anybody tell me about the gifts of tongues and also the heavenly language that God gives us? What's the difference in it?
The heavenly what?
When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, we speak in tongues. A lot of us do. Some people prophesy first. Some, you know, whatever the gift of spirit that comes on us at that time. Mostly it's tongues. But there's also the gifts of the spirit that incorporates the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues, which both together is prophecy. But and I'll just go ahead and explain it. But the operation of tongues in our prayer life is our heavenly language that God has given us. Can y'all hear me okay? Okay, it's the heavenly language that God gives us that allows us to pray the most perfect prayer. When you pray in the Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit praying through you the things that he wants you to pray for. And the reason that he does it in tongues, is an unknown tongue, is so that we won't mess it up in our flesh. The prayer I'm talking about. And so, and also he says that tongues is for self-edification. It helps to build up your faith. It helps to build up your spirit man. It brings the spirit man forth. And that's why I pray in the Spirit a lot. I do. I pray in the Spirit during the day. Even while I'm working, I pray in the Spirit a lot. And what it does for me, Leon says, why can you blaspheme Jesus but cannot blaspheme the Holy what? Okay, Leon, yeah, I remember something about that from last week. But anyway, that's the difference between, and the gift of tongues is two-part gifts that gives you the one-part prophecy, gift of prophecy. It's also a gift of prophecy when you use both together. Okay. Is everybody kind of straight on that part? Has anybody got any questions on the heavenly language that God gives us upon baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues? There's two separate type of tongues. Okay. All right, let me look at that again.
We've never had anybody really do that here in this group. So it's kind of, you know, have you do it there, UBM, very much? Somebody will stand up and speak a tongue and then somebody else has an interpretation?
I haven't heard that since I've been here. As far as the fellowship goes, I have seen it before I came here. I'd seen it in operation in a couple of churches that I'd been in. Matter of fact, I've done it myself. I've done both sides of it, the tongues and the prophecy. You understand that it's not something, I'm going to let you do it because you're somebody. It's not that kind of deal. God just pops it in on somebody at will, whoever he wants to do it. That's who's going to do it. You know, some people are scared to get up and do it because they're scared that they're not hearing right from God. And it goes, you know, down. I mean, it people might get up and say the tongues, but the person, I remember the first time I did it, the prophecy part, I was preaching the word and somebody got up, I was young in the Lord, and gave a tongues. And I was doing this, I was, another guy was, had me get up there and speak on faith. And when the tongues was given, of course, a lot boldly said, all right, somebody get up and give the interpretation now. We got to have somebody get up and give the interpretation. And nobody stood up. And the pastor of the church, he said, Michael, you're the one that's got it. I said, oh, so that's what it is. It's just hammering me in the head here. I had it. And anyway, it's just, you know, you're ignorant. When you first come in, you don't understand that stuff. But after that, I knew from that point on, when the Lord gave me the word, that's what it was. Yeah, Joe. Oh, I'm sorry, Leon. Let me get Leon. He had his hand up first. I think he's frozen in place. No, he's not.
Barry did that one night at our assembly. He played a song and then he spoke in tongues. And then he gave the interpretation of tongues as well. I don't know if you remember it or not, but it was probably about 6 months ago. And I thought it was great because he had the interpretation as well and was able to share with us exactly what it was that he said. So
okay,
that's a good deal.
I don't remember it, but that's okay. I believe it. Yeah, Denny?
Yeah, Charlie Smith had a couple times, and Gabe did just the other couple nights ago, the other couple meetings ago. He had a tongue. I was sitting right in front of him. He kind of spoke softly in tongues, but it was definitely a tongue, and then he interpreted it.
Oh,
I heard okay. Real clear because I was right in front of him. So.
Okay, well, that's probably why I didn't hear it. Yeah, he gave a good prophecy. Praise the Lord. Okay. I know when I have given the tongues, this has been a few years ago in a large, medium-sized church. Man, it was like the Holy Spirit just came all over me. And I started speaking in tongues loud. And somebody else gave the interpretation. That's happened to me a few times. Like I said, though, it's not because I was anybody. I think the Lord was just teaching me. Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Joe.
Well, I had a question, actually, you know, since I'm new to the gifts of the Spirit. You said the tongues, I mean, I've heard examples through like a sermon, like teaching on tape or something like that. And, I think I did witness it one time, but you said the tongues and then the interpretation, is that one of the ways the prophecies can go forth? Or it seems like there's several ways from what I'm understanding. Being new to the gifts, you know, and understanding them, it seems like, okay, there's, like you said, there's the tongue, and then there's the interpretation. I take it that's one way that a prophecy can go forth?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The tongues and the interpretation combine to make the gift of prophecy.
Okay.
And the gift of prophecy itself doesn't require a tongue at all. It just comes out. They just come out and say it. It's for edification. The edification of the church. Both of those are for the edification of the church.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of got a testimony too. I think I told you guys, those who were here Saturday, not to get way off topic of the tongues, but the gifts of the Spirit were kind of on that. I started seeing those operating in my life here recently. I mean, I know we've been praying, I guess, for a while. I know George, he was praying for him here and there. I'm sure you probably still are, brother. I got a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom, you know, for one of the individuals I've been ministering to. And it just, at first I was like, what on earth was that? You know, the Lord told me, I found out it was a word of wisdom, you know, about somebody who had unforgiveness in their heart. And I talked to Denny about it and he said, you know, it sounds like a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge. I thought, so that's what it was. You know, I was like, amen. Cause I mean, it's like, I got this wisdom on how to talk to her, you know, cause from my experience of dealing with unforgiveness, and I had no idea that was two of the gifts, you know, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom works together. And I was like, oh, wow. So, you know, I was encouraged to start to see that I'm operating in some of the gifts. So like you said, I mean, however they come, however the Lord decides to use them, that's how they come. And I was like, I didn't really ask for them, but you know, they came during that specific time. And I thought, amen. Okay. You know, that's interesting. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
I think I've mentioned this before, but my best experience I've ever had, and it's a long time ago, when I was like 13 or 14, I was in a Christian school, and that's where we were, the Lutheran school. And I think I told it, they would have these daily devotions, and you'd get them for a week when you redid it. And at the devotional, you had to read the prayer at the end of the devotional after you read the sermon and whatever they had. And these prayers were usually so lame, I didn't like reading it. So I was thinking to myself, I am not going to read the prayer. I said, I'm not going to read this prayer. I'm not going to read this thing. I'm sitting there in my head thinking, I'm just not going to read this. I just don't want to read it. And out of nowhere, my mouth opened up, and out came the most beautiful prayer, and I was listening. And I was thinking, what is that? But it was speaking, you know, the Lord speaking through me, this perfect prayer. And that was my first experience ever having it happen, and anything spiritual. Of course, I didn't have the Baptist Holy Spirit then. I'm in this school, so after I'm done, I'm thinking, wow, what was that? I kind of folded everything up, and now you're at the head of the class. I turned around, and everybody's eyes are on me, including the teacher. Everybody's looking at me. And I went, whoa. Oh, I just kind of like, okay, walked back to my desk, and this kid next to me says, wow, that was really a good prayer. And I said, yeah, it was, wasn't it? I was agreeing with him. I don't know where that came from. But that was my first experience to the Lord, just, you know, because I was refusing to say anything, just sitting there, all of a sudden he just came right in and gave this perfect prayer. And but I was listening, you know, my voice, everything else was happening, but it was like, I didn't even feel like I was talking, but it was coming out of it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Has anybody worked in the power gifts? Gifts of healing, gift of faith, and gift of miracles. Okay. Yeah, Dave.
Oh. Who? Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've had a couple of those, I guess gift of faith experiences, but it's been a long time. Well, it's many years ago, a fellowship came from many years ago, and one of the sisters had a baby, and the baby would not breastfeed. She just would not suck. And we prayed, and then found out the next week, I don't know how many long we prayed, I think it was, there was like some days of concern. And so we were praying, and then I just had a real strong faith come on me, and I just prayed out loud that this baby would breastfeed and latch on today, now, in Jesus' name. And anyway, found out later that time that she did latch on that. So that's pretty awesome. And then another time was, I guess that's a prayer of faith, or is that a gift of faith? I'm not sure what you call it, but it's a faith I felt come up in me to pray. But another one time, we have some sister and her who came from Sri Lanka. And I think maybe, had any of her sisters come yet? This is years ago. Her family wanted to follow her. Anyway, I think a couple sisters did. And then they wanted their parents were trying to get there. There's just so many obstacles. This wasn't happening. And we were at prayer meeting one night and praying, and I just felt so strong, this faith come up in me, and I just said, in Jesus' name, Lord, we prayed and we've asked, we just thank you that they're going to be here in Jesus' name. And everything just, after that, wasn't long. They came. I just felt something break then, like I felt it something break that other time. So I just remember those two real specifically.
Amen. Yeah, sometimes that gift of faith comes on you real strong. As does the gift of miracles, as does the gift of healing. Does me anyway. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Leon.
I told this once before on the conference call here. It was when Leon had first asked us to pray for his son, Josiah. And I was sharing that on that day that I don't even know what the year was, 80, 89, 90, something like that. Anyway, my nephew had a son who was born with the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck, and he didn't have any air for about 5 minutes. So they finally got him delivered, and he was in an intensive care unit. My nephew called me and said, Uncle Leon, can you come down and pray for my son? Because he explained what was going on. So I said, sure. So I went down to the children's hospital where they were at in Chicago. And I met him in the room, and we went into the room with the child and so forth. And we talked for a minute. And so him, my nephew, and his wife and my brother left the room, and I stayed in the room with the child, you know. And so I was just saying a prayer there for my great nephew to be healed. And then they had explained that the kid right next to it in the other bed was a crack baby, and he was just shaking like that, you know. So I stepped over and prayed for him. Well, there were five kids in this room, and I went around to each of the beds and prayed for the kids, and then the nurses, there were a couple of nurses that they, I don't know if they came to their senses or whatever, but they said, oh, you can't be in here, you know, after I'd prayed for all five of those kids. But so I went to the parents' room, and then I told them what happened, that I prayed for them and so forth and so on. But so I went on home, and my nephew called me later that night and said, Uncle Lee, you won't believe it. My kid is fine. They can't even believe it, you know. Plus, all four of those other kids are fine, too. That crack baby just settled down like he was never even the crack baby, you know. And I guess all five of them got healed. And so I was just praising the Lord for that. So,
amen. Thank you, Lord. I like it when the babies get healed.
Yeah, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time, you know, and obviously everybody here knows it's nothing that I did. It's just God using me as a vessel at that point. So,
yeah,
it was amazing. Anyway.
Okay, anybody else? Go ahead, Judy.
Michael?
Yes.
It made me think about years ago when I was first starting to live for the Lord. I think it was about 3 years when I was starting to do that, and I was learning to try to hear from the Lord. And I remember if I got a word in my head, I would look it up in the concordance, and then I would look and for scriptures in relation to that, and it was like he would shine on that scripture, and that's the scripture that I would read, kind of like we do random, you know, in a way. But this one time I had this thought come to me about child or children, and so I went to the concordance for that and looked at the scriptures, and nothing seemed to shine at first when I looked in child. And then I ended up looking at childbirth, and I felt drawn to look up the scripture. And it was talking about that a woman would be saved in child through childbirth, you know, if they're following the Lord and everything. And so I didn't know for sure at first. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. And then this woman's name came to my head. So then I said, oh, okay, yeah, I know she's pregnant, you know. So I just prayed that without any, not even knowing what was going on. And this was about 11:30 and before noon. And I prayed that scripture over her, you know, that she would be saved in childbirth and everything. And then come Wednesday when we had a meeting, I didn't see her at the meeting. I couldn't remember when she was due. I don't think she was due right that quickly, but I wasn't sure. And she wasn't at the meeting, and I asked her husband where is she, and he said she's in the hospital, she had her baby. And I said, well, when did she have her baby? He said it was around noon or something. And I realized that the Lord had prompted me to pray for her without me knowing what was going on. And she had hypertension, high blood pressure, and so they were going to take the baby and do a C-section, and the prayers was just to cover her, and I didn't know that. So Lord used me in that way. I don't know what you would call that. Is that a word of knowledge or whatever?
Amen. Sometimes we don't have to put a label on it, do we? We just obey the Lord and go and do it, and it's God. God does it. He does it all. I remember one time, Children's Hospital downtown Little Rock. Guy had asked me to go pray for this young boy. Had cancer, had leukemia, I believe. And anyway, I went up there and asked his dad if I could pray for him. He said, yeah. And so I went in there and prayed for him. On the way back out, kind of the same kind of an experience that Leon had. On the third floor, the Children's Hospital, that's the terminal patients. And I saw these kids and their mamas out there in the playroom, play area. And I just went over and started asking, you want me to pray for your child? Oh, yeah, please do. And I started praying for them, commanding that cancer to go from them. And I did that for two or three of them. And oh, here come Nurse Ratchet, boy. I mean, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She came over there and she said, are you on the list? I said, I hope not. she said, you got to be on the list to be praying in here. You can't just come in here and start praying. And I understand that, you know, because they probably get some kind of crackpot in there. And they probably thought I was. But anyway, she said, you can't be in here praying unless you're on the list. And one of the mamas said, he ain't going nowhere until he prays for my child. Another said, yeah, he ain't going nowhere until he prays for mine. And I prayed for every child in that thing before Nurse Ratchet. She had to go sit down and watch me. I know that just eat her up. But anyway, I got to pray for every one of them because mama said, you know, and God said. I don't know what happened after that. I just believe that God did a miracle there. Just like Leon, I never heard anything about it. Of course, they didn't know me, and I didn't know them. So, anyway, that was an awesome time for me. Another time, I had a friend tell me, said, "Look, there's this little newborn baby." Said, "I know the parents, a young couple, and this baby was born with a hole in its heart." He said, "Would you go up there and pray for it?" I said, "Sure, I'll go up there and pray for it." And I went up there. This is when the gift of miracles was in operation. And I went up there and I knew when I prayed for that baby, he was going to be healed. And I prayed for that baby. And I got a call a day later, the next day. And he said, you remember that baby you prayed for? I said, yeah. He said, the doctors went back in there and mom and daddy made them take another, whatever they take of their heart, you know. He said, they can't find a hole anywhere. I said, I know. That's God. And they believe God for it too, you know. It was awesome. There's times, some of you, if not all of you, know that when you pray for somebody, they're going to get healed. Or you pray for somebody, they're going to get delivered. You just know it. Well, that's the gift. That's the Holy Spirit working in at that time. Whatever, whether it be the gift of miracles, gift of healing, gift of faith, whatever. There's been many times I knew when I prayed for people, they're going to get healed. Bless God, whether they believe it or not, they're going to get healed. All right, anybody else? A gift of wisdom and word of knowledge. We'll cover that a little bit. Go ahead, Missy.
Something just came to me. There's somebody I want to pray for. I don't know who he is, what his name is, but when I was on the bike trail, I guess it was Sunday, there was this man walking towards me, and he was like walking as fast as he could, and his arms going. That man was so skinny. He looked like he was like an Ethiopian. Like in the respect of, no, I'm serious. It was horrible. His arms were so skinny. His legs were so skinny. He didn't even look like he had any muscle. I don't even know how he could even move. And what just instantly came to me was this man has an addiction to exercise. It's like a mania or something. I don't know, but I just like prayed for that man. And I just want to pray for him. You know, he was like in his late 50s, early 60s. Father, I just pray for this man. I really feel like it's a spirit on him that's just, I don't know how to describe it, but just an addiction, you know, a drivenness or whatever to exercise. And Lord, I ask you to deliver this man However you choose, in the name of Jesus, I just command this spirit off of him, Lord, and I ask you to grant him repentance unto salvation, Lord, and grow him up in you quickly, Lord. I don't know if he's a Christian or not. I don't know him from Tom, Dick, or Harry, but Lord, you know who he is, and you know who I'm talking about, and I just ask you to save this man from the power of the enemy, and save him from his sins, and wash him, and thank you, Lord, for washing and cleansing him with your blood from all his sins, setting free from this bondage that's on him. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for doing it. Amen. Anyway.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's just, sometimes people get that away. I just never have been. Lord needs to motivate me sometimes to do that. Okay, Diane, go ahead.
First of all, I have to tell Missy, I saw that same person just recently, and I don't remember where, but she described him to a T, and I had that exact sense, the same sense that he is addicted to exercise. So I just join with you and stand with you, Missy. And, wow. And since I got brave enough to raise my hand, I have had, I laid hands on my brother-in-law. This was about probably 2015. He had been cutting down some trees and cut his hand pretty badly. And I had seen him the day after. He was with my sister. And his hand still looked really bad, and he was trying to keep the bleeding, you know, under control. And the Lord just led me to lay hands on him and pray over him right then, and that there would be no infection, and it would heal perfectly. And it did. And I just, at that time, I really felt led by the Lord to do it. Now, I've done it, I did it another time for a girl at church. We were in some classes together, and she was having all kinds of, she was having headaches and dizziness. And so I laid hands on her and prayed over her, and she came back the next day to tell me that she was healed, that the Lord did use me. And so, and one other time I prayed for the girl at my car dealership, the office girl, and I could tell she was very uncomfortable while I was praying for her. And after that, anytime I go in, she had broke her leg, and she loved to ski in the winter. So I prayed that the Lord would heal her leg and she'd be able to ski again. She was real uncomfortable around me then any time after I would go in there. And one time I felt led to pray for a friend of my mom's that was at my niece's yard sale. And I didn't do it because I just reasoned myself out of it, and I really regretted it. I thought, this is my niece's yard sale. It's not my place to be doing this. And I felt like I was pleasing people rather than listening to the Lord. And I still regret that. But I've laid my hands on myself two or three times, and the Lord has healed me when the enemy is trying to put lying symptoms on me. So, but I just need to be, not let people's frowns or unhappiness or whatever get in the way when the Lord tells me to do something like that. That's my experience. You okay there, Michael?
I had a cramp in my leg.
Okay.
Oh. No, you don't, in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Go on, in Jesus' name.
Go for me in the name of Jesus. Woohoo. Yeah. I hate it when that happens. I didn't drink enough water today, I guess. I don't know. It's okay.
Maybe. My
So I don't know if I have the gift of healing, but, you know, in two of those cases, I felt directly led by the Lord, and the other time I was just, I don't know if I was led by the Lord or not. But the girl, well, at the car dealership, eventually she was walking and skiing, so I give you the glory, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Missy.
When I was there in Tennessee, there were two women that I would come across a lot when I would go to Key Farver Park to walk. And one was Michelle and one was Emily. And Emily saw her hobbling around and, you know, she wasn't able to walk very good. And I asked her, you know, if she believed the Lord would heal her. She's, you know, she was a Christian. I had talked to them. And so I prayed for a commanded healing. And then I don't know if the next time I saw her or not too long after that, I asked her about her ankle. And she said, you know, she says later that day, I realized that my ankle wasn't hurting anymore. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, that was some. Awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm just dancing around here in this living room. Just having a good time. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Hurry up. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Leg, you quit that in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's healed. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah, Marilyn. I see you.
Hey, is that like a Charlie horse you have?
Yeah.
Well, we command that to go in Jesus' name. It has to go. I command them off of Barry all the time, and they always leave, so yours has to go too. So
Amen.
It's just gone. Amen.
I believe it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. I just wanted to share a couple of testimonies. My beloved here, he prays for me all the time. I've got, you know, a headache or this or that. The Lord heals me when Barry prays for me. So I praise the Lord for that. Something I wanted to share was there was a little kid in town that we know, and he had broke his foot. And he was 12 years old, and he wanted us to pray for him. And we prayed for him. And anyway, they went back to the doctor 2 weeks later just for a checkup. And they did an x-ray of Austin's foot. And it was completely healed in 2 weeks instead of the normal 6 to 8 weeks. And they said they just didn't see any sign of where it had been broken. So praise the Lord. The Lord is faithful. And another quick testimony I wanted to give was, this happened about 30 years ago. It was about 5 years before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But my mom was sick with cancer, and she was dying. And I'd already made her funeral arrangements. I'd written out her obituary. All I had to put in there was the date. But also, I was really tired. I was just worn out. She died at the hospital where I worked. And so kind of more the responsibility was on me versus my siblings for, you know, dealing with her doctors and everything. So anyway, in his great grace and wisdom and mercy, about a week before my mom died, the Lord let me know when he was going to take her. And I think he gave me the date because he just knew I was so worn out. And so anyway, one night she was getting, you know, fairly near the end, and her doctor I was in the room with my mom, and her doctor came in, and then she took me out. The doctor took me outside in the hall afterwards, and she said, "Listen, I know you think your mom is going to die tomorrow," because that was the date the father had given me. I was telling people, my mom is going to die on October 13th. But anyway, her doctor said, "You know, I know that's what you think, but I need to let you know she's not going to die then. She's going to linger on for a while, and I want you to be prepared for that." But you know, that just didn't even faze me because I just knew that I knew that the Lord was going to take her, and it was all going to be over the next day. And that's exactly what happened. The Lord took her very peacefully. He took her the next day. My sister, my brother, and I, and Barry had gone out to get us some hamburgers. And the Lord waited till Barry came back in the room with our dinner. And that's when he took my mom, and Barry prayed for us. The Lord was taking her up to heaven. So anyway, praise the Lord. And the Lord was kind to me. He was very kind to me.
That sounds like a word of knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
I must have you.
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I do believe that that's a gift that, you know, he's given me, because there are times when I just know things. And, you know, my daughter will come in and ask me a question, and I'll tell her, and she'll go, "How did she know that?" Barry and I look at each other. We just kind of smile.
Amen.
Well, that actually reminds me about the, I guess you could say, well, the gift of the word of knowledge. Years ago, the first time I came, you know, into contact with UBM there, like 2013 or right around there, I was having a lot of dreams. And I want to say, I don't know if you know Michael or anybody, does the word of knowledge come in dreams? I had a dream about an uncle, one of my mom's brothers, that was going into surgery. I forget what it was. You know, and the Lord gave me a dream about him. I guess he kind of gave me a glimpse into his heart. Like, I think he had an idol. I mean, he used to love to golf. I mean, I think he still does. Big into golfing. He got his son to golf, you know, and his son's like in all these junior tournaments and all that stuff. But, I mean, you know, about the dream, there was a lot of, like, you know, I guess it was like, it started off, you know, on the outside, I was looking into a house, and then I was like, I go into like an elevator underground. You know, I think he was in it, or I think it was, you know, the Lord gave me a picture, you know, into one of the idols of his heart, or, you know, in his heart or something like that. It's like sports, entertainment. So that's what I sense it was, because I was talking to, it just kind of dawned on me, you know, yeah, that was about my uncle. So I don't know if anyone else has ever had a word of knowledge in a dream. I mean, it just kind of came to mind. I thought, oh, I wonder if it's just like, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to you, or does it show up in a dream? So if anyone knows.
I'm trying to be still here. I don't want to move in the wrong place. No, it's healed. In Jesus' name. What dreams and visions are prophetic, and they can be a word of knowledge in there that gives you insight into what's going on, I guess. So, yep, could be. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
I might have shared this before, but it's been a while. Back in 2005, the Lord, it was like a word of knowledge. It was almost like a word of knowledge, but also like a, almost like a flash vision at the same time. It was like a knowing kind of thing, like a word of knowledge. I knew, I was, praying about going, somewhere with my ex at the time. I was still married to him, and, I wasn't thrilled about going, and the Lord gave me an instant, like, knowing that I was going to go, that I was going to leave, we were going on a trip, and that I was going to leave and go home without him. And I knew why I was going to leave and go home without him. And at first I thought it was Satan trying to put fear in me. And I said something like, I don't receive that, or, you know, or like, I told Satan to shut up, you know, I don't believe that, or I forget how I worded it back then. And it, like, instantly what came to me, the Lord spoke to me, don't think that I can't use something negative. And so I was at peace about it then, and I didn't dwell on it a lot or anything like that, you know, because I almost wasn't sure if that whole thing was the Lord or what it was, you know, because I had never had the Lord do anything like that with me before. And so when things came to pass, and Sue, you probably know what I'm talking about, don't you? Sue and Al, her husband that passed away, they came and got me. But that was like in July, and then in October, I think it was the beginning part of the month or whatever, I had a real bad case of sciatica, and I was just laying on the couch, and I had stopped working doing hair because I couldn't stand up straight, and I was in so much pain. And, you know, all this was before I came into faith and, you know, believing, you know, in healing and all the things that, you know, all the healing and deliverances and children's bread, this stuff. But anyway, and I was laying on the couch and I was praying and talking to the Lord, and I'm like, this was after my ex and I were separated. And so that was a year of events, but the Lord was very merciful with me, and just let me know that he was there with me, taking care of me. And but I was saying, Lord, I gotta work, you know, I'm on my own now, because at that point I was on my own. And I was just talking to him, and I just like had this knowing that all of a sudden that I was gonna realize that I was gonna be able to stand up straight, because for like probably about 4 weeks, I couldn't stand up straight. So one day came to pass where I, you know, long story short, I went through a really heavy trial and a lot of pain and had a lot of muscle spasms and stuff like that. But anyway, and I was feeling better, and I felt to see if I could stand up straight, and I could. You know, and I just like was praising and thanking the Lord and crying, you know, and it just came to pass, like the Lord showed me, you know, that I was gonna all of a sudden realize I could stand up straight, and just praising him and thanking him for it. And that was two things that were really awesome that the Lord did for me. Those were the first two times that the Lord like really like spoke to me, gave me a word of knowledge of something that was going to happen. And it was just really cool. Really cool. The Lord's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Genesis 1:26-28. Listen to this. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. God made us in his image so that we could act like him. When you, to be a Christian is to be Christ-like. In Ephesians 5:1 says, be therefore imitators of God. In other words, start imitating God. Start walking like God. Start talking like God. Start acting like God. That's the creative power of the words that he's given us. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Praise God. God gave the man dominion over the works of his hands. Everything that he's made, he gave us dominion over. And it was to be exercised through what we speak, how we speak. And that's all we have to do. We've heard testimony after testimony after testimony tonight of people talking about God's glory when they exercise faith and the gifts of the Spirit. We don't have to wait on the gifts. We can be the gift, right? If you just believe. Authority in any area is exercised through what we speak. And that's all we have to do. Instead of like I did a while ago, said, I have a Charlie horse. Well, Charlie's horse should have gone on, shouldn't it? I should have just commanded him to go right then, but I had to wait till Marilyn. You know how we do sometimes. We just kind of get in that old pity party, jump around out here in the front room here like some wild man trying to get on a horse, get rid of that Charlie horse. And then Marilyn speaks the word, and here I am sitting like I'm supposed to. Praise God. Somebody's got some sense, you know. But anyway, Jesus said in John 14, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. That man did some mighty works, didn't he? And if he did some mighty works, why can't we? All we have to do is do what God told us to do. He said, if you got the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, all you got to do is just say it, and that mountain's got to move, don't it? That's got to move. Whatever mountain it is, that giant's got to go. Go ahead, Missy.
Well, there's a couple different things that are coming to me as call the things that are not as though they were. God spoke everything into being, created everything by just speaking. And we have that same authority, that same power. And what also came to me is in the numerics about, it says about have God's faith, you know. In other words, what is God's faith? Speaking it and believing it, you know. It's like God spoke it. He didn't have to think, okay, now is that really going to happen because I spoke it? I mean, seriously. Can you imagine God doing that? That's silly. I never thought of it that way before until just now, you know? And so it's like, geez, you know, he's growing us up to be just like Jesus, and whatever Jesus spoke happened, and whatever God spoke happened. And, you know, we got to, you know, Lord, really instill that faith in us, believing that our words are powerful. We have ability. We can curse or we can bless. Well, Lord, I want to bless and put a watch over my tongue, Lord, that I just only speak blessings and no cursings, Lord. You know, it's just like, wow. I mean, if you just really think on that, you know, and really think on it, that's just so wow. You know, Lord, impress us with that. Give us more faith, you know. Give us the faith to really believe that everything that we speak, our words have power to build up or to tear down, to bless or to curse. Lord, let our words be blessings and only blessings, Lord. To speak as an oracle of God in agreement with your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, he gave it. You know, Jesus said he only spoke what he heard from the Father, and he wrote it down. He wrote it down in the book for us. And all we got to do is read that book, because God has given us the authority and the ability to change everything around us. And we've seen it happen time and time again. We just have to be reminded of it every a lot, you know. We have to go over and over again to remember that we can walk like Jesus on here, and we can see the glory of God come out of our mouth and go into people around you and help them out. And that's what we're going to say shortly. Speak in faith. Speak in blessings, like Missy said, and not curses. I'm going to have to quit calling Nate Brother Ray. No, that name just fits it. Praise God. All right. Anybody else? Does anybody not believe that the things that you speak affects everything and everybody around you? Everything that you speak affects everything around you. Believe it or not, it does. We talked about this once before, maybe twice before, I don't know. We saw some YouTube experiments here not too long ago, I believe, where this guy had three or four plants, same kind of plants, same identical, and the one he would bless it. Oh, you're just a lovely plant. I just love you, plant. You're just so pretty, you know. And then the next one, he wouldn't even talk to it. And then the third one, he'd curse it. He say, you're just a sorry no count plant. You ain't got you just some kind of nasty, you know. And he said the plant that he talked to and loved on thrived. The plant that he cursed or didn't say anything to just died. It went downhill quick. And the one he cursed went down even quicker. And that's what I'm saying. We affect everything around us. That's why about once or twice a week, I go out there and tell all the plants hanging on the porch out there. I got a bunch of them. I just go, I just love you. I just love you. You just go grow up, be just a pretty, you know. That's what you have to you just do that. Bless them. I bless this plant. Bless my maters. Oh, we got some fine tomatoes on that plant out there. Glory to God. Big old Cherokee purples. Woo. They're good too. Anyway, anybody else on faith and how to speak it and talking the right kind of way, talking God's way? I'm going to turn the page. Ah, Isaiah 44, 24 through 26, and I'm just going to paraphrase it, or just skip over it. It says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, I am the Lord that confirms the word of his servant. That's us. That confirmed it. He going to back you up with your prayers. He's going to back you up. All you have to do is trust him. Just trust that he's going to. Just trust the Lord. Yes, sir.
I just realized when you gave that scripture, that's the scripture that sounds like the one I got for Leonid. If you could give that to him, the one I got.
Did I give it to him?
No, would you be able to give it to him? The scripture
why don't you give it to David and let him do it, because I'm not real set up here to do it. I've got this little computer. I don't even know if I even got his email, Sue.
Oh,
so
okay.
You might want to give that to David, because David's in touch with him also.
Okay, good. But that word that I got for him,
Hey, yeah, that's a good one.
It says that the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs. Confirmed the word by the signs and wonders.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's an awesome one. That would encourage him quite a bit.
Yeah.
Job 22:28, you shall also order a thing, and it shall be fulfilled to you.
That's a good
and the
one.
Light shall shine on your way. Mm-hmm. Hey, Blake. How was your meeting?
He said, how was your meeting?
It was good.
Okay.
It was good.
Praise the Lord. What? Ask Blake.
Tell him I said hi.
Missy said hi.
So I said hi.
He said, who's Missy? No, I'm just kidding. Blake.
Hey, Blake.
I see you.
Hey, you, bud. Leon,
what's up, Leon?
Judy and Sue and
I see. Andy. Judy.
Yeah. Tim, I don't know if you ever met him. I don't guess you ever met him.
And his dad.
Down there now.
Okay.
And Dirk and Paula are over in South Africa. Yeah. And there's Diane.
I see. Yes.
She's up there in Tundra somewhere, Pennsylvania, I think.
Barry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Andrew, Barry and Marilyn, Megan and George. He just got in from work and a meeting, huh? Did you work hard?
I worked 12-hour shifts.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you sweat? You got to sweat to work hard.
I learned how to weld today. I welded today.
Oh, you did?
I learned on my lunch break.
Really?
Dude said, he said, are you sure this is your first time?
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all go ahead.
Muted.
Some of that good Popeye's chicken. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry about that. I just had to catch up on what he did. Okay, he's learning how to weld. All right. What? Anybody else? I'm going to tell this, Blake. The other night, Blake and I had a real good talk, and God's really doing a good job in him. He's, when I backed off, I said, okay, that's it. He's yours, Lord. Lord can do a whole lot better job than I can. You understand that? I hope everybody understands that, because God has done it. He's opened his spiritual eyes. He's opened his spiritual ears. He understands a lot of things that he didn't have a clue about before. And God is using him with word of knowledge, as a matter of fact. He knows things about people. But I told him, a lot of times he just gives you that for your knowledge to pray for him, Don't be going out there and telling folks a lot of things that he gives you unless you ask the Lord. But I am so heartened about it. But don't tell him that. He's back there talking to his mama now. Anyway, praise God for answers to prayer. Answers to prayer. Y'all be heartened for the people, for the sons and grandsons that y'all are praying for. Because Blake's been through a lot.
They don't work.
There have been a lot of times I'd want to choke the life out of him.
Whose burger is this?
But, huh?
Whose burger?
Whose chicken?
I don't know. I think it's mom's.
No?
No, Berger.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He's like a
garbage disposal.
What do you call those things in your sink? Berger. That you throw your garbage down through.
Garbage disposal.
Yeah, garbage disposal. If there's garbage out, he's going to dispose of it.
I had a whole rotisserie chicken and a can of corn.
Oh, my. When he went in to this rehab thing, he weighed 125 pounds, I believe, wasn't Blake? Come out weighing 185. Yeah. Yeah, he not skinny-fied. Okay, what has anybody got anything they want to talk about? We got a few minutes left. Very few. So I guess then Thursday night we'll talk about if anybody wants to research it a little bit. The difference in keeping the commandments of the Lord of the New Testament and the difference between it and the law. What's the difference between the law of the Old Testament and the commandments of Jesus? Yeah, Missy.
Well, did we want to talk about what Leon put up there? What's the difference? Why is it unforgivable to blaspheme the Holy Spirit but not blaspheme the Lord? It wasn't
We never did. We need to go over that Thursday night before we go over this other. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me write that down. Jesus. And Holy Spirit blessing, the difference. Okay. Got her down. All right. We need to pray about anything before we get out. Oh, listen. Yes, we do. We need to pray about Trump and Barr. I understand that there were quite a number of Black Hawk helicopters over Washington, D.C. today, protecting at any moment they were expecting a strike by the deep state against Trump. So, Father, we just thank you for your supernatural protection upon Trump, his cabinet, the Attorney General, William Barr, and Trump's family. And Father, we thank you for your patriots that are out there doing what they do best, and that's protecting the president. We praise you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to expose this deep state mess that's been going on for a long time. And I'm thanking you, Lord, that you are draining this swamp even as we speak. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for your protection upon everybody here tonight, that you give them all a good night's sleep. Give them dreams, prophetic dreams, Lord, about the things that are fixing to happen. And Lord, we ask and we pray also, Lord, that you place great and bold faith in everybody here, that the circumstances around us, when they come up, we understand that a lot of times it's just for us to teach us to get rid of the flesh and to teach us patience. And Father, we just praise you for that. Lord, be with us, guide us, lead us, fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Father. And thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll see y'all Thursday night. And we'll talk about the difference between blaspheming Jesus and blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
All right.
Alrighty.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. God bless.
Good night, everyone. God bless.